In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Rich, I'm going to warn you now, I don't know how much of this is going to record. As I actually looked at the readings for this week and pondered them and tried to determine what the core issue is, what needed to be said, or what I see, what I hear in the readings, what I discovered was, above all, more than anything, the readings are about faith. There is the faith in Job. There is the means of faith that is demonstrated by Paul talking to the Corinthians. There is the question of faith by Christ in the boat. As you know, the Episcopal Church in the 79 switched to a two-track system for readings for Sundays. There's track one and there's track two. Track one is the more traditional reading plan, something that we've heard with the 1928 and everything else. It's a good plan. The readings always combine, or at least almost always. That happens less so in track two. However, track two had a very important reading for this morning, and I'm going to give you the paraphrase. Trust me, you're familiar with it. But it is David fighting Goliath. You know how this goes, right? The Israelites face off against the Philistines, and there is Goliath. There stands Goliath and says, well, we'll do this. I'm the champion for the Philistines. Pick a champion for the Israelites, and whoever wins the battle between these two people is the conqueror. You'll be our servants. A couple very interesting things about that. They can't find anyone that wants to go up against Goliath. Nobody. They choose David. David comes out of the fields as a shepherd and ultimately slays Goliath. But Father David, what does that have to do with faith? Well, I'm going to demonstrate that. Jim, would you please come up here? Johnny, would you please come up here? In seminary, I ended up becoming part of... Here, let's see him right here. In seminary, I ended up becoming part of the curriculum. Our Old Testament professor, who is very good, figured out how tall Goliath was. He's 6'7". The average size of the Israelite, between 5'8 and 5'10". David was not an adult. He was a child in the fields. Shorter than the normal Israelite, right? Doesn't have the developed bone structure. Doesn't have the developed muscles. Not yet an adult. Doesn't even have armor. Isn't trained in combat. Sit right there. I'll be right back. This is what is called a bastard sword, or a hand and a half sword. This was not a normal weapon. This was a sword that was carried on most people's backs because it was too long. Notice the size in relation to Johnny. This was wielded by most people two-handed. I carry this at Renaissance festivals. It hangs at my waist. The reason that this blade is not sharp here is so that people could grab it with their hand to stab. I don't need that. Notice the reach. Starting to seem a little hopeless for David. Add into the fact David was a shepherd. Goliath was a battle-hardened warrior. Goliath had bronze armor. In addition to a sword, Goliath carried a spear. Goliath had a javelin across his shoulders. So to make things slightly fair, Saul actually offered his armor to David, which was far too big for David. David faced Goliath with nothing more than a sling and rocks. No fear, only faith. Stood before somebody my size and took me out. My size allows me to not fear many people in battle. I don't shy away from fights. But there is a courage and a faith displayed by David that cannot be denied. It is the faith that Paul exhorts to the Corinthians. It is the faith that Jesus informs the apostles in the boat about. He walked up to Goliath. Goliath made fun of David. Now stop and think. I'm standing next to Jim here. Come here, Johnny. Who do you think's going to win? Seriously. Who do you think is going to win? This is a battle that can only be won by faith. It is by faith that David had the courage to stand up to insurmountable odds. It is the courage and faith of David that allowed him to be victorious in battle. It is that faith that makes David a man after God's own heart. And it's a faith that we've lost. Goliath is winning. Instead of being faithful, we bend the rules. We dehumanize fellow humans. We don't like something, we change it. That's not faith. That's fear. That's fear. That is not the quieting of the storm or the stilling of the water. There is no calm in that. You do not lift yourselves up. We do not lift ourselves up by tearing others down. For whatever reason, we seem to think that changing the rules is the way to peace. That's not what Paul's talking about, even to the Corinthians. It's very simple. Paul is saying to the Corinthians, be like David. Have faith. Feed the hungry. Heal the wounded. Clothe the naked. Defend the weak. But all with compassion. All out of love. It is David's faith and David's love of God that allows him to conquer all. Even such insurmountable odds as this. We need to reclaim our faith, our heritage, and our true purpose. Thank you.